May 2nd, How Jesus Meets Our Needs. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." John 2:3. This is the first recorded public miracle of Jesus. But I think it is something else as well. I believe this story gives us a very simple formula for how Jesus meets our needs. First, there was a need revealed as indicated in our verse today. Jesus knows our needs before we tell him, but he desires that we communicate with him. Second, instructions were given, and there was a willingness to comply. Verses 5 through 8. This gets to the heart of the matter. You want God's help, answers, and blessings, but are you willing to comply with his instructions as found in his word? What if the servants had said, "Six of these jars? Why, that's 180 gallons. Too much work. Why don't we just fill up a few small jugs?" Do you think the miracle ever would have happened? Would the need have been met? Third, the need was more than met. Verses 9 and 10. Jesus provided better than the best. That's what Jesus does. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Ask God whatever you need to ask today, but be willing to obey his instructions if you expect him to meet your need.